Today we continue looking at God's men. Thank you for joining me today here on Exhortations. Thank you for joining me today here on Exhortations as we continue looking at God's men. We've been looking at essentials to strengthening the home, and today we'll be looking at example. Example is also vitally important to the success of teaching and correct discipline. Do as I say and not as I do is a philosophy of failure. A parent judging his children's behavior as wrong while doing the same thing or something worse cannot effectively produce a well-behaved and obedient child. Paul stresses this principle in Romans 2, verse 1. Therefore thou art inexcusable, O man, whoever thou art that judgest, for wherein thou judgest another, thou contendest thyself, for thou that judgest dost the same things. Parental influence is a major factor in the way a child may act when they are grown. This is seen in the record of the kings of Judah and Israel. Over and over these expressions are found, and he did evil in the sight of the Lord according to all that his father had done, or he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord according to all that his father had done. How your children turn out may greatly depend on your example before them. The very fabric out of which an orderly and law-abiding society can be built is woven in the homes, built upon God's instructions and functioning according to His will. Children will be thus molded into adults who respect God and seek to abide by His will in their lives. It is time for Christian fathers and mothers to rise up and say, "We will not follow the ways of the world and lose our children and perhaps our own souls. We will make whatever sacrifices are necessary to make our homes what God wants them to be." Men, let's make sure we do our part in the home. Thank you for listening today to Exhortations.